let's do it, let's go. And then to be here and be up here talking, it just blows my mind. It's insane. I wanted to thank the nursery workers. On a side note, it's such a blessing to have you guys, and I truly have a different appreciation for you guys, and thank you. It's been a huge blessing to me. I wanted to share something quick before we do the slideshow, just really fast. In Isaiah chapter 41, in verse 9, it says, "Thou who I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief man thereof and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." I wanted to give a quick testimony of a girl that I've been had a huge privilege of helping and praying for, and it just touched my heart, and it made me realize, wow, what we do is truly worth it all. Her name is Abigail. She got saved back in December of 2016. She was living at that time with a boyfriend that wasn't saved and quickly realized that that wasn't right. So she quit living with him and tried to live a godly life. Couple months later, she fell away and made a couple mistakes here and there. But back in, and then later on in 2017, she decided to change her life completely and make a 360 and said, you know what? It's not worth it. God is it. I'm going to give my life for him. I'm going to live for the gospel, and I'm going to let the Lord take control of my life. During this whole entire time, she's had hard family to deal with. She's the only one that's saved in her family. Her mom is really a strong woman, and she is a devout Catholic. She will not open the door to anybody who doesn't hold the name Catholic. And she's, the moment she heard that her daughter had given her life to Christ was a very sad day for her. But for Abigail, it was truly the best day of her life. So her mom made it very difficult for her, which is one of the reasons why she ended up going back to the world for a few months. And she told me over and over, she said that it's so crazy because my mom was truly my best friend. She said, I can't imagine not having my mom there and not having my mom's support. And it just breaks my heart because I know, like, I can't imagine my life without my mom. And as a girl, I'm sure a lot of women here would understand, it's hard. It's hard to live this life without the counsel of your mom next to you. But she kept going, and she said, you know what? I'm not going to look for your approval anymore. I'm going to keep going, and the Lord's going to carry me through. Later on, her mom started threatening her with kicking her out of the house. She threatened her by hitting her several times. It got really bad. And she kept telling me, I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to keep pushing forward. And at that moment, what do? You say, amen. I'm praying for you. I'm rooting for you. The Lord's got you. The Lord's in control. In Mexico, it's very common for a whole family to live in one house. Or I don't know what it's called. Like a whole property with a bunch of different houses. And it's called a comunidad. I don't know what it's called here. But she lives with basically her whole side of her mom's side of the family. So it's all her uncles, her aunts, and abuela, and all that. And so she's safe, and none of her family is. So it's a constant attack, constant pressure, constant strife, and it's really bad. It got so bad that she would lie about going to church. She would tell her mom, oh, no, I'm going to go to a friend's house on Sunday, and I'm going to stay there for a couple hours, and then I'll come back. But then she realized, what am I doing? I'm not being a light. I'm doing the exact opposite of what I want to do. And so she decided to come clean and take a stand for the gospel, and she said, he's worth the risk. He's worth whatever I have to go through, he's worth it. And so her mom took action, and she took her car away, even though it was hers, but she took the car away on Sundays because she realized what she was doing. She said, you know what? I'm going to make it impossible for you to go. Thankfully, we live in Mexico where public transportation is right out the door. So she said, okay, I'm going to get on a bus. And side note, she lives about an hour away from church. So going on a bus takes an extra hour to get to church. So she's on the bus for 2 hours just to make it to the meeting. Later on, her mom decided to kick her out officially. She said, "You're not welcome here." They had multiple fights, and she decided, "You know what? Get out. Don't even take your stuff. Go." So that moment, she called me weeping. She's like, "Lauren, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Please help me." So she came and lived with us for about a week until she found her own place. And during all of this, her brother showed an interest in her. He said, "What's going on? Why are you leaving?" So she explained everything to him, and he said, "Is it really worth all this? Like, you're losing us. You're losing our mom. You're losing everyone's trust." And she said, "Yes, and one day you're going to see it." And she also has a sister whose name is Bede. And her and her sister are really close, and they've never had problems. But she was just never into the gospel. She has a bad concept of it back from previous encounters or whatever. And so she wasn't really, "Yeah, let me hear about it." So recently, before we left, she actually asked her if she could go to church with her. And so she was like, "Praise the Lord, this is great, awesome," you know. And so her brother is married, and he has a wife, obviously. Her name is Joyce. And she is almost as bad as their mom. She would mock her, saying, "Why are you going to this church? They're a bunch of hippies, and all they do is sing and clap their hands and stand up and kumbaya and all that." And she said, "No, it's not that. It's not that at all." And so Matt and I talked about it, and we decided to, you know what, let's just see. Let's see if they'll come. So we decided to invite them over for lunch one time. And to our surprise, they all showed up, her brother, her sister, and her little niece. And we had a really good time. It was a blessing. We didn't really talk much about the word, only because we were trying not to be like, "Hey, here's the Bible." But later on, I think a couple weeks later, we had them over again, and Matt decided to open up the scripture and just go around, read a verse each, and comment on it. And so we did that, and we had good response. They all had a comment on it, and Joyce asked Matt a couple questions about the Bible, and then she told Abigail, like, "Wow, it's not what I expected. It's different." And a couple weeks later, she brought her niece to it. We call her Gori. I actually don't really know what her name is. She's a little chunky girl, so we call her Gori. So she would come over, and she would play with my girls and stuff, and Abigail would take videos and send them to her brother and sister-in-law. And she made a comment one time of, "Wow, every time my daughter is with these people, she's calm. She's not wild. She has, like, peace. It's something strange, and I can't tell you what it is." And so Abigail was like, "Yes, praise the Lord. They see something. Something's different." So we're praying. We're praying hard for them. This is recent, so please keep her in her prayers and in your prayers. And she always quotes this verse, Isaiah 41:9. And on the end it says, "I have chosen thee and not cast thee away." So she always tells me, "He did not cast me away. So who am I to cast him away?" Amen. And another thing that she always quotes that just blesses my heart is, "It is well with my soul." There's a verse in that hymn that says, "Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Amen. So please, I come here to tell you, please pray for her. She really needs it. She's under a lot of persecution day in and day out. Please pray for her family. Pray for... It's up to us. There you are. It's up to us to ask and believe that God can do it, and it is possible. Amen. Thank you.